down. I have a problem keeping these things straight. I can't remember them all. When I get out of the habit, if I do this every day, why, it works out pretty good. How do you like to drink your coffee?
Out of a cup.
Just
plain? With sugar.
Mm-hmm. Cream?
No cream.
In other words, you like it with sugar, but?
No cream.
Without cream?
Without cream.
A lot of these I'll suggest because they're just pronunciation items. Oh, we were talking about animals on the farm. You probably, what would they have used to pull a plow 40 years ago?
Horse or a mule.
Mm-hmm. And if a cow is going to have offspring, you say she's going to?
Calf.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a calf that's lost its mother?
There is a term I can't think of to save my soul. You asked me that one the other night. This a maverick?
Could be. Oh, I asked you about a castrated male hog. This is one I learned with my interviewing.
Yeah, this one leaves me cold.
I found out this fellow was generally called a barrel. I would never have known that.
I've always heard of barrows, but I didn't know this is what.
Bobby Lou and I were talking about Hereford and Heifer. She said when she was Gretchen's age, she thought they were the same thing. Well, I thought they were the same thing when I got out of high school.
Well, and I've always realized that Hereford was a particular breed of.
Well, you grew up around here in the cattle country, but...
Well, Dad always made a point of it. Look at that. I think there was some place out here west of El Reno that had a tremendous herd of Herefords.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we'd always drive out that way. And he said, look at all those Herefords. It seemed like you'd almost depend on him saying this at a particular point.
If you're entirely out of something, you say, well, we don't have any of that.
I'm all out of it.
I'm all out of it. That means we don't have any.
We don't have any more. Or
don't even have a little bit. We don't have any at all.
At all.
If we're going someplace, who would you say is going?
You and me.
Or if you were telling me and I said, who's going on this trip, you'd say?
You and I are going.
This would mean what? Just you?
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. And if Catherine said, who's going, you'd say?
Run that one by again now.
If Catherine said, who's going, you'd say?
Bob and I.
And this is just between?
The two of us.
Or between you
and me.
You're amazed how much you and I there is. This is very popular.
Well, you know, I think it's just a matter of common usage. I think a lot of people realize.